A stupid, stupid mistake, a grave error, the Minister for Agriculture and the Marine, Barry Cowan, told the Dáil he was profoundly sorry for drink driving on a provisional licence 4 years ago. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach said it was clear that Minister Cowan deeply regrets what happened and that Micheál Martin accepts that his remorse is genuine. Barry Cowan addressed the Dáil but didn't take any questions.
My decision in September 2016 to drive home after consuming any alcohol was a stupid, stupid mistake. It never happened before the 18th of September 2016, and it has never happened since. It is a mistake for which I am profoundly sorry. The emergence of this issue into the public domain has put an intense spotlight on me and on the shame, more importantly, the shame of drink driving. The criticism that I have attracted for such a serious lack and lapse of judgment is fully deserved. This grave error, my subsequent humiliation, will hopefully serve to highlight the terrible dangers and consequences of drink driving.
On Primetime, Susan Gray of Road Safety Group Park was asked by David McCullough if she was satisfied with the Minister's statement.
Did Minister Cowan answer the questions you wanted answered tonight?
Not one of them, David. We are so disappointed with him. He rang me this morning about 10:30 and I put the questions to him again. He assured me that he would answer as many as he could tonight during his statement.
For more, let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Morning, Paul. What more did we learn last night, and are there still questions for Barry Cowan to answer?
Well, we certainly learned a lot about how Barry Cowan himself views the drink driving incident and subsequent ban. As you heard from that clip and your introduction, it was quite stark. He said it was a stupid, stupid mistake. He was profoundly sorry. It was a grave error. He spoke about the shame and he spoke about the criticism, something he said was fully deserved. He also gave some more information about other driving issues. We knew that there had been a speeding fine, and he also disclosed that there was an issue of failure to display a tax disc around 14 years ago. On the issue of the learner permit and stroke provisional licence, that was something where we got some detail, but not all of the questions which had been posed by opposition TDs had been answered. He contended that it was not uncommon to be driving on a provisional licence or learner permit for many years. He accepted that it wasn't best practice, that it should have been regularised, and it since has been. But we didn't get detail about, say, for example, whether or not he had worn L or N plates before and after the test, if he was driving on motorways, if he'd been unaccompanied or not. So we got some information, but not all of what had been asked of him. And he concluded by saying that he had been talking with the Agriculture Commissioner, Phil Hogan. He'd been talking to his Northern Ireland counterpart. There was a desire to do his job and represent his constituents. And what we've learned from at least the view of Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, and of course Fianna Fáil leader, he described it as a clear, abject apology. It was clear that Minister Cowan deeply regretted what had happened, and the Taoiseach accepts that his remorse is genuine.
What other reaction has there been?
Opposition parties have been giving their initial response. We'll have to wait to see what the party leaders say, but Sinn Féin sources were saying that the minister had clarified the situation, that he had thrown his hands up and said what he did was completely wrong and apologised, and the source said that the row was now a distraction from issues that need to be urgently dealt with, such as affordable housing. So taking that on its face value, that would seem to suggest that Sinn Féin is happy enough with what Minister Cowan said and wants to move on. But that wasn't the case when it came to the Social Democrats. They felt there were still lots of unanswered questions, and it does not draw a line under the controversy. Equally, the Rise TD Paul Murphy, who yesterday tried but failed to get Dáil business changed so that Mr Cowan would answer questions on the matter, contended that Minister Cowan had failed to answer the questions about his driving on a learner permit, and he argued there were other questions which needed to be answered, such as did he drive unaccompanied, did he display L plates, did he ever pass a driving test. test. So for some on the opposition, they want to move on. For others, no, they want more questions answered.
Paul, stay with us. The Green Party leadership contest started last night with an online hustings via Zoom for those members in the South constituency. Ballot papers will be sent out to all members this week and must be returned by Wednesday, the 22nd of July. Party leader Eamon Ryan has been challenged by Deputy Leader Catherine Martin.
Catherine has huge skills for the job of leading the Green Party, and I do too. I think primarily is my experience, and that's a difficult one to sell, because maybe you say, God, your man's an alpha, he's been around for a long time. I have. But in that time, I've learned how the European councils work. I know how government works. I know how the Dáil works, how local councils works, how campaign works, and that experience is what I want to use for the next few years to help us make the next step.
It's important to get the balance right between, you know, holding on to expertise and experience and bringing fresh eyes and into, you know, and encouraging people to step up or know that they can step up or get a position in a party. Being a long time in a certain role doesn't necessarily mean you're the right person for that role always. And a new person might bring something different that is needed in any role.
And we'll hear more from Catherine Martin later in the programme. Paul, what sort of contest can we expect and who's going to win?
Well, I think it's going to be a polite contest. Green Party members will get their ballot papers this week. They have to be returned by Wednesday, the 22nd of July, and the winner will be announced on the 23rd of July. As you heard there, each candidate, Eamon Ryan and Catherine Martin, were setting out their stall. What they weren't doing is pulling lumps out of each other. I mean, for example, Miss Martin paid tribute to Eamon Ryan about his leadership and how he'd taken the party from the electoral ashes, but she felt that she had qualities now which would be of more benefit to the party. So you had the sense that it was going to be a polite contest. They got down into the nitty-gritty of how the party operates. You know, questions like, how will you ensure there are more young members in the party? What's your view on term limits for party leaders? That type of detail, which would be of interest to Green Party members, not necessarily the wider public. I'm still of the view that that point that Eamon Ryan made about his experience in government at this particular time when the party has chosen to go back in again will way with members. And so I guess a shot in the dark, my feeling would be is that if Eamon Ryan stays in this race, and there's no reason to believe he's not going to, that is the most likely winner.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.